Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the Browns get back on the field. They'll be there on Sunday, and one man we know will be there who's always been there for us, whether he was playing or I listened to him on the radio. He is Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, and he joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hey, Deke, how are you?
I'm fine, but how come it isn't the Baskin, Phelps, and Levine show?
Is that a, how come, Quickie?
You know what? I never noticed they didn't use my name. I just
only when you're on.
Yeah. I'm going into contract negotiations for my next multi-hour contract, so I'll take that up.
Been there, done that.
Deke, let me start with this. That was my groan, just to start things off. This OBJ story from yesterday is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's making something out of nothing. I mean, you know, I guess we went through the cryptic sayings of LeBron, and now we're, you know, people are reading things in the, you know, I did got no impression that he wanted out of here. I just think he's frustrated with losing. He came to win, and he's not happy with the fact that they haven't, you know, played as well as they had hoped they would. And, you know, I didn't see any him saying, you know, he wants to say adios. I think he just wants to win.
Yeah, I think that's how I read it. And you think about it, we're all like that, Deke. Now, you in the broadcast booth, former player, us as broadcasters and the people who are listening as fans, we all feel the way he feels, I believe, because – you know, for about 16 weeks, our lives are focused on this, and disappointments aren't good for it.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of buildup and hype about it, and it hasn't lived up to the expectations at this point. And there's, you know, been some games that they very well could have won, and they didn't. And, you know, every player wants to get in the playoffs. I mean, that's what you play for, and obviously – you know, he was hoping for that himself. And, you know, I can't blame him for being frustrated like, you know, the fans are and the rest of the team hopefully is.
Deke, what's it like to play in a game after a letdown that may have crushed the season's dreams? I mean, yes, there's a tinge of a chance they could still make the playoffs, but it's so slim.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, it depends on the individual. I mean, you know, there's guys that are just going to go out and play as hard as they did, and there's some guys that are, you know, going to feel sorry for themselves. And, you know, the guys that, you know, are going to feel sorry for themselves are usually the guys that probably are the reason that you didn't win the week before.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you're supposed to answer. I can understand why so many players just happen to go into the trainer's room when the media is allowed in there. They just don't want to get caught up in the middle, especially when the frustrations are setting in.
Well, especially when, you know, if your words are misinterpreted or, you know, you got to watch and be careful what you say. And, you know, I'm sure they have their feelings and their disappointment. And, you know, sometimes when you're disappointed, you know, you got to edit what you say. And, you know, I guess they find it an easier way to, you know, maybe go someplace else.
Deke, how much different are the Bengals with Andy Dalton, and does that change what you might perceive this game to be on Sunday?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, you got a lot of veteran experience there. He's won quite a few games in the league. The only, you know, thing for him is he doesn't have A.J. Green, you know, and that's a big thing. But they do have two running backs that, you know, Mixon was a 1,000-yard back last year. His numbers have kind of fallen off this year a little bit, but I think you can put a lot of that on, you know, the fact that he's had some they've had some injuries in the offensive line, and they've had to move some people around, and you know, but they're still, you know, a good football team. They played well last week, and you know, when you're gone 0-11, and you know, you start feeling sorry for yourself. Well, these guys didn't. They went out and they played well, much like, you know, Miami when they came in here. I remember saying they played hard. Well, they got rewarded with a victory the next week.
Hey, Deke, grade me on my game plan for this Sunday, okay? Ready? Give the ball to Chubb. Give the ball to Hunt. Now give it to Chubb. Give it back to Hunt. How's that for a game plan?
Sounds pretty good, since I think they're giving up about 156 yards per game on the ground. you know, they've got some good defensive linemen. You know, Hubbard, the kid from Ohio State, and obviously Geno Atkins has been a Pro Bowl player. And then you got Dunlap, who I think is close to setting the record for sacks down there. So they've got three quality defensive linemen. They got some good guys in the secondary. You know, they've had to patch up their linebacking core, but they're not a bad defense in a lot of ways.
Dick, what are we missing on trying to get the ball to Odell Beckham Jr.? What as a fan base? What or
how tough should it be?
Yeah, I want to say okay, just get him the ball, but I know it's not that easy, especially if he's being double teamed. But what are we missing here?
Well, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, you know, you'd like to think that I think he leads the league in, or the team in targets. So, you know, they've tried to get it to him, but, you know, you're just not seeing a lot of separation or most of the throws are contested throws. And, you know, those are the ones, you've got to get. And I think there's a chemistry issue that, you know, from playing together, the longer you play together, the better you should be getting. And, you know, this is the first year of this group, you know, playing together. And, you know, hopefully next year the chemistry is much better. And, you know, we see the production that we thought we were going to get this year.
Zeke, before, not the hand injury that Baker suffered the other day, but do you think there's something else physically wrong with him since the beginning of the season?
No, I think, you know, if you look at the couple games that he's really, had problems, it's the fact that they've not done a good job of keeping the pocket clean. And I go to the 49ers game, and you look at the defensive line that the 49ers had. They kind of overwhelmed us, and same could be said with the two outside rushers, Watt and Dupree, with the Steelers. They had a good game plan. They lined up those two out wide, and put the tackles in a tough place. And poor McCray was. Found out in the middle of the week he was going to have to go over there and play, and he's really a guard, and it's a different world when you're out in space as a tackle. And Chris Hubbard had to go against Watt, and those guys they're good football players.
Hey Deke, they made a move on Chris Smith, which I know the stats weren't good. He obviously struggled this season because all that was going on. Does a team seem to owe anything to a player to keep him around? Like, this is a unique situation. What did you think about the release?
Well, I mean, it's unfortunate, but I think, in a lot of ways, Chris probably, needed some time to be by himself, because that is, a very traumatic experience to go through. And, your mind, I'm sure, is not always, where you want it to be, because you're always thinking about that. And some people can use it as motivation, and some people, it just eats away at them. And I'm not sure exactly where, Chris was with it, but it's very unfortunate, because, it's just a sad thing that, happened, and you can't imagine what he had to go through over the last few weeks.
With 4 weeks to go in the season, we could be looking at having the NFL rushing champ. With Nick Chubb. It's been since the 60s, late 60s with Leroy Kelly, that we've won a title. How special is this season so far for Nick Chubb from your perspective, and as you watch him run and compare him to some of the greats that have played this game?
Well, I mean, obviously, the kid is a special talent, and he's also a special person. Just a great guy in the locker room, in as much as he just goes about his business. He practices hard. He plays hard. And a lot of the yardage he's got is, yards after contact. And that's the thing about him. I mean, he gets banged around on a Sunday, but, you never see him on the injury list. And, he's one, tough guy. And, he's a guy that, when Dorsey came in here, he said they needed some real football players. Well, when they got Chubb, they got a real football player.
At what point do you try to make an offer to Hunt and see if he's going to stick around here next year? Is now the time, or you wait till the end of the season?
Well, he's restricted too, so he's here next year. I mean, unless they want to tender,
No, I think you look to the future, and the problem is when you've got two good running backs, that eats up a lot of your salary cap, and you got to see if where he is and what he wants. And obviously, he's a very valuable commodity to any football team, because he's such a good football player. He's probably not getting the touches that he's used to, but you can see when he does get the touch, you know, he can make it happen. So, I mean, it's a great thing to have the two of them. I mean, you look at the Bengals, they got Mixon and they got Bernard, but, you know, they're a poor man's version of what we have in Chubb and Kareem.
Deke, what do you want to see out of Baker Mayfield for the next month?
I just want to see him get in a rhythm in the passing game. I want to, you know, I'd like to see, you know, a little bit better pocket for him, and you know, something to build on for next year. And hopefully, start stacking some wins, as Freddie says, and not three. How about four?
Well, speaking of Freddie, what's his mindset here? Is he feeling pressure on every half, every game, every series? What's going on? Or is he able to set it aside and just coach football?
You know, they always use that word capsulize, and I think, you know, Freddie's one of those guys that, I remember listening to Gene Stallings when he was they asked him about I got my other phone ringing. They asked Gene Stallings, and he said, was he a great quarterback? But he was a great leader, and Freddie is. The one thing is, there's been some tough things, and there's been some games they haven't played as well. And Freddie doesn't throw the players under the bus in the media. He talks, tough to them when he gets into the meeting rooms. And I've always said, Freddie is the kind of coach I'd love to play for because he's honest, he's upfront, and he just wants to win, and he has no ego. I mean, Freddie is just Freddie.
No, but don't some players look at him and say, why do I have to listen to him? He hasn't been there, done that before. How tough is that in the locker room? I mean,
well,
is he always trying to sell himself?
If you got one of those players, you hope not here next year. So I think, the thing is you want I really believe, there's so few, parts to this equation this year, the new players coming in, Odell and Kareem, and then you had some suspension that really hurt you. I think if you look at the what happened over in Pittsburgh and the lack of the pass rush we had against Duck, so I think he's also had to hire a new coaching staff. There's a new coaching staff that you have to learn to work together with, and that's not always easy because, you bring in guys that, have coached, but, you got to, see if you're all on the same page. And it takes, takes time. It all gets back to the chemistry factor.
All right, Deke, you got a lot of money coming in right now. I hear your phone ringing left and right, and you're getting emails.
Oh, no, I got
It's either that or some winter tea times. That's one or the other.
No. Winter's going to be hip surgery.
Oh. Oh. That you just bummed me out for the weekend.
No. Well, it's part of the game. I think after the hip, I'll have more money in surgeries than I made playing 14 years.
All right, Deke. Hey, have a great weekend. We'll be listening to you right here on 92.3 The Fan with Jim Donovan on Sunday when you guys have the call of the Browns-Bengals. Thank you so much, guys. Deke.
Thanks, Deke.
Thank you.
All right, Doug Deacon on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.